Title: California Supreme Court holds that McDonnell Douglas standard should not be used when evaluating whistleblower retaliation claims. Content: In Lawson v. PPG Architectural Finishes Incorporated, __P.3D__, 2022 WL244731, Cal, January 27, 2022, the California Supreme Court clarified that whistleblower retaliation claims brought under Labor Code Section 1102.5 should not be evaluated under the McDonnell-Douglas test, but instead the standard enumerated in Labor Code Section 1102.6. Under the Section 1102.6 standard, a plaintiff must show that a protected activity was a contributing factor in a prohibited action against the employee by a preponderance of the evidence. The employer must then demonstrate with clear and convincing evidence that the action would have occurred for legitimate, independent reasons, even if the employee had not engaged in protected action. Courts applied one of two standards when evaluating whistleblower retaliation claims in Lawson. A paint manufacturer employee brought a claim under Labor Code Section 1102.5 alleging that his employer discharged him after reporting that paints were purposefully mistinted so the manufacturer could avoid having to buy back unpopular colors from retail stores. Labor Code Section 1102.5 prohibits employers from preventing an employee from disclosing information to a government or law enforcement agency, to a person with authority over the employee, or to another employee who could investigate the noncompliance if the employee reasonably believes a violation of state or federal statute, or a violation of or noncompliance with a local, state, or federal rule or regulation exists. In contrast, the Fair Employment and Housing Act, FEHA, prohibits retaliation based on an employee's protected activity, which includes resisting or objecting to discrimination or harassment. Lawson clarifies the standard for whistleblower retaliation claims only. The district court found that the paint manufacturer set forth a legitimate, non-discriminatory reason for Lawson's termination, namely failing to meet sales targets, and that Lawson failed to produce sufficient evidence that the termination was pretextual. On appeal to the Ninth Circuit, Lawson argued that the district court should have applied the standard set out in Section 1102.6 for evaluating whistleblower retaliation claims and not the McDonnell-Douglas standard. The California Supreme Court granted review to clarify the correct standard. The United States Supreme Court established a framework for evaluating discrimination claims based on circumstantial evidence in McDonnell-Douglas Corporation v. Green, 411 U.S. 792. 1973. California courts have adopted the federal McDonnell-Douglas test and applied it to evaluate both FEHA and whistleblower retaliation claims under Section 1102.5. Under this standard, a plaintiff must first establish a prima facie case by showing she or he engaged in protected activity, was subjected to an adverse employment action, and a causal link between the two exists. Then, the employer must provide a legitimate, non-retaliatory reason for the adverse employment action. If the employer is able to do so, the plaintiff must show the legitimate, non-retaliatory reason was pretext for impermissible retaliation. However, in 2003, the state legislature introduced the Section 1102.6 standard in reaction to several high-profile corporate scandals and cover-ups. While some courts evaluated whistleblower retaliation claims under this new standard, others continued to use the traditional McDonnell-Douglas framework. However, the Lawson Court established that Section 1102.5 claims should be evaluated using the more stringent 1102.6 standard. Section 1102.6 adjusts evaluation of whistleblower retaliation claims under the Section 1102.6 standard. A plaintiff has to show her or his protected activity was a contributing factor, even if other legitimate factors also contributed to the adverse action. Unlike the McDonnell-Douglas test, Section 1102.6's standard does not require that the plaintiff prove that the non-retaliatory reason was pretextual. Rather, a plaintiff must show that the employer had at least one retaliatory reason that was a contributing factor in the action. Further, Section 1102.6 clarifies the evidentiary standard for both parties. Employers must meet a higher, clear, and convincing evidence state, but the plaintiff's burden is the lower preponderance of evidence standard, th.